Yud Chesam Beis. We are third, fourth line down. Blaise Rabbi Lezer. Now here's the Rachas is a typo. The Mefarshim here take it out. Blaise Rabbi Lezer L'chayvo Kol Achas V'Achas. Rabbi Lezer learns that Havara. That teaches Havara was the fact that the Torah singled out Havara as the Malacha, which are Chayiv on Shabbos, is to take it out and make it a lav. They not Chayiv Mis on it. So ask the Gemara, Blaise Rabbi Lezer, Chayiv Kol Achas Bachas, how does Rabbi Lezer know that you're Chayiv a Korban each and every Malacha you transgress on Shabbos? If you can't learn it out from Havara, but if you hold Havara L'chalik Yotza like Rabbi Yechanan, so Havara L'chalik Yotza means that that teaches us in each and every lav you transgress, you bring a separate korban. But if you hold Havara, it comes l'lav, it has its own separate prohibition, which is diminished in severity from the other ones. So how do you know that on the other ones, you bring a korban for each and every one? So Ashkatani B'Shem Rabbi Lozer, so you found the Bryson name Rabbi Lozer, which we have in the Bavli in Klal Gadol, probably be appear again here again in Klal Gadol. Ashkatani B'Shem Rabbi Lozer, Heino L'chaiv Al, here it's also a typo, L'chaiv Al Achas, it should be, actually L'chaiv Al Kol Achas, should be each in the, you should be, since it says, we have them in the Bavli, you know, Achas Shu Heino, Eino Shu Achas, Heina mi heina, heina meachas. There's a whole drasha there in Klal Gadol, which means that in each and every one of them, you're chayev. This is a separate korban. Okay? Nicha havara. Okay, so I understand havara. You're chayev even if it's shalol tzorech. According to Ula, you're chayev even if it's shalol tzorech. That's the rule. However, what about hachabura? What about wounding? We said in Amrav, it doesn't have to be tzorech. Right? How could that be? Chabura is a tolada. It's a derived. It's derived from the Malach of Shechita, right? Shochit. So, Av Shalol Tzorech, Vi Shalol Tzorech, the Av is not, it has to be Tzorech. Shechita has to be for a purpose, and a non-beneficial Shechita you're potter on, right? So, the Tolada, even if you're Chayvim Shalol Tzorech, how could that be? In other words, if the Av is Mitzvich L'Gufa, then the Tolada also is Mitzvich L'Gufa. Oh, we're wondering where you were. It's not your night off tonight. Okay? Book. My book, yeah. Show and tell. I'm not selling them. I'm not selling them. I'm just showing them. Says Mar, we're on Yud Chesem Beis, Mr. Zuger. Thank you. It's
36.
Six lines. So this front of the top here. 36. Yes. Say you chess on base. We'll start again from Chabura, which is the sixth line down, as he said. Chabura shel Chabura av shelo tzorech. You see that three words before the end of the line?
Okay.
We said yesterday that there's a shita of Ula that a chayev, if you do a Chabura, even if it's a malach shein tzirich l'gufa, if you're not doing it for the purpose of the chabura, you're doing it for some other purpose, right? Not to draw blood, just, you know, because you're angry at somebody, whatever the case may be. So, says Gemara, I don't understand how that could be. Chabura is a tolada. The av of chabura is what? The av is shchita, to shecht. And on shecht, it has to be l'tzorech. Be shalol l'tzorech. How can the chaburi be chayiv even if it's shalol l'tzorech? How is that possibly? So Rabbi Yitzchak bar Buna Amar Yispalkun Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yochanan. It's machlokas Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yochanan. Chad Amar Shechita Ikar v'chabura Tolada. One of them holds Shechita as primary and Chabura is the Tolada. And therefore Rabbi Yochanan holds that Chabura also has to be Litzorech. Just like Shechita, the father, the Av, has to be to Litzorech, so to Chabura has to be Litzorech. V'chorona Rabbi Lezer is machliv. Rabbi Lezer switches around. He says Chabura is the Av. And Shechita is the Tolada. And that could work. You can have an Av. If the Av is saying Yerchayv on even Shalom Tzorech, it's still possible that the Tolada has to be Lutzorech. In other words, the Tolada could be more Chomer than the Av. It can't be less Chomer than the Av.
But isn't every Av we have Lutzorech?
No, Mavir is not. According to Mavir, is also not Litzorech. Okay? So Mavir and Chavura would both be Shalom Litzorech. Those would be the two exceptions to the rule. Okay? Says the Gemara, Hivir Rekiba bin Fichachas. You blew at the fire, and some of it got ignited to a greater extent, some of it got extinguished to some extent. Chayev Stein. You're liable to two korbanos. Amar Avdimi Achuid Rabbi Yosi. Avdimi, the brother Rabbi Yosi, said, Hodom Rodis teach us, Nafach Bekalim Beshimra, if you exhaled, you blew at vessels, and you broke, break them, Mishai Nezek Shalim, you pay full damages. In other words, it's considered to be a Maisa. That's really what we see from this. From Lashon of Chayev, vis-a-vis Shabbos, we see if you blow at something and you accomplish something, it's considered to be a mice, and therefore, if you blow at something, you damage it, you have to pay for it. If your animal blows at something and damages it, you have to pay full nezek instead of chatzi nezek, which you pay for the aberrant damages, such as kicking and the goring and so on and so forth.
One is Choshen Mishpat and the other is...
Yeah, but we extrapolate from one to the other. That's right. So we extrapolate from Orchayim to Choshen Mishpat. Right, and that's a very fundamental concept, that if you blow it, which we're learning from here, if you blow, let's say, if you have dirt on your clothes and you blow on it, no good, right? If you want to blow off dirt on Shabbos, you're Chayiv Chatas because of kibbutz, assuming that it's in way which is chayiv, and so on and so forth. Blowing is like a deed.
Don't wear black suits.
Don't wear black suits, right? So says Gemara, except for us sinners. So says Gemara, hachoite gecholim, new case. Somebody who shovels coals. Now here's a critical letter. Mitachas hakadero. Okay, you have, it's not just, you know, you, sometimes chosa means you're raking the coals to get them to burn better. Here it's different. Here you're removing coals, okay? You're removing coals in a shovel from underneath a pot. So what do we say about this? Chayev. You're chayev. Okay, fine. What are you chayev for? Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, B'Shem Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzoda chayev shtayim. You get two chatos. I mean two chatos. Why? Achas shekibas el yonis. First of all, the ones you took off, the upper ones, you extinguished because now you took them away from the fire. The less hot. Achas shekibas el tachtonis. The other one is that whatever you left there, you're chayev on igniting because now they're exposed, right? And since they're exposed, so then they burn brighter, right? So you're chayev two: one for extinguishing that which you took away, and one for igniting that which you left there. Okay, now v'chayse b'gecholim. Let's say somebody shoveled coals off a fire, mischamim kinegdom, in order to get hot, right? In order to get hot, so you brought them towards you in order to get hot. So b'shabbos potter. It's an amazing concept. If you think about it, it's very logical, but still amazing. You shoveled the coals out, and now you're using them to heat yourself. So it's the same activity as before, yet before you're chayev two. One for making the fire hotter underneath and for extinguishing the ones you took away. Here you're potter altogether. Why? Because why you potter? It's also midrabana, but why you potter midraisa? Because you're taking the coals away for the purpose of heating yourself, right? You want the coals to be hotter, right? But they're really getting cooler. Those coals are getting cooler. And vice versa, the coals that you left behind, they're getting hotter, but you have no need for them to get hotter. They're not under your pot. They're not cooking for you. They're not doing anything. So therefore, as far as you're concerned, you don't care that they get hotter. So you don't need neither the coals that you took away to get cooler, nor the coals that are there to remain hotter, right, to be hotter. If anything, the contrary would be true. So therefore, your pots are across the board.
So it's the
That's Lumbus. Okay?
The idea of intention. Your intention was not...
Right, your intention was not fulfilled. Neither, right, and neither count.
But we've had that.
Yes, but we never had that graphic example. No, this graphic example, never in the Bavli. Okay.
It's not a psik ratio
It's a psik ratio, but it's not going to have a... It's low nicholei. So it's still potter. That's still potter. This is not a rye. I know we mentioned that according to Yerushalmi, it's supposed to be no concept psik ratio, but we haven't come across that yet. Okay.
We're dabbling with it, right?
What?
None of the design.
No, they redesigned it in Israel.
Yeah, I said the same thing.
Yeah. The reason is, I like the design we had better, but they didn't ask me.
The Gemara is beginning down limb ratio here.
Yeah, it's beginning, but it skirts. It never spits. I don't know whether we're going to, if and when we're going to see anything. It could be that which the intro books say there's no concept secretion in the Yerushalmi, just that we never find it out right. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily that the Yerushalmi will disagree conceptually with Pesik Reisha. Oh, come on. Where have you been from, Masech the Shabbos? Pesik Reisha is something which will, by definition, occur as a byproduct of what I'm doing. Eat chicken, cutting out the chicken's head, and it's not
inevitability of an act.
Right. Okay.
Inevitability of a result from an action.
Okay. Now, says the Gemara further, Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha mar b'machlokes. This is a machlokes. Kimanda mar eno chayv elachas. There's one man d'amar who holds you only chayv one. Manda mar eno chayv elachas.
Just a minute, I forgot what this says.
I have to refer back to the case before in order to explain this. We had the first case we had was somebody who raked coal, who took coals out from under a pot, and left some coals behind. So we said he's chayv shtayim, right? It was a machlokas actually. One man d'amar said he's chayev. See, I didn't point it out before. When we said that before, so that the Tana Kama holds just chayev one. He did one iser. The one iser which he did is that he was extinguishing the coals which he took away. He's extinguishing the coals which he took away. I think that's the one iser. Yeah. Okay. Right. I have it written down. Sorry. That's the one issue she does. Shimon ben Elazar then came and said, "The name of Elazar ben Tzadok, they have two: one for taking for extinguishing the ones you take away, and another for igniting the ones that are there." Now the next case was you took away coals and in order to heat yourself on Shabbos. Now we said you're exempt altogether, right? Because the ones you took away, you want to be hotter, yet they're getting colder. The ones you left behind, you don't care, they're getting hotter, but you don't care, you don't need them to get hotter, right? Now Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha says on that, Omar b'machlokes, here too it's machlokes. K'madamar in a chayv alachas. According to the opinion, you only chayv where you remove the coals if your intent was to extinguish them. Here, your intent is clearly not to extinguish because the coals you're taking away, you want to heat your body. So you want it to burn more. So the fact that they're getting extinguished is Zainotrich is Dovashen and Miskavin, right? So therefore, you're for sure brought on that, right? But Ram Kamandam are chayv shtayim. But what about according to opinion over there, which holds that you're chayv two? One for the ones you took away that you're extinguishing, and the other for the ones you left behind that they get hotter. So here it's conceivable also you can draw a scenario in which the ones that are left behind you do want to get hotter. And therefore here you're going to be chayv one carbon. Again, in the case where it depends what I want to happen to the coals I left behind. The ones I took away, obviously, I would rather they be hotter because I want to warm myself. And they're for sure getting cooler because they're getting more extinguished by being away from the main body of the fire. So therefore, that I'm chayav potter for sure. Potter for sure. Because my intent was to get warmer, and here the coals are getting cooler. But in the case of the fire I left behind, right, which is now getting hotter, so there it depends. If you hold it, according to being which held that before you're chayav for igniting those, so then you're chayav for igniting these as well. If, however, according to opinion before, which we said, that you're not chayav for igniting those left behind, so then, of course, here your pots are all together. You know, maybe Takahiri see right that Yushami doesn't hold secretion of the lo nicholei. Now, thinking about it, it could be this is a raya that Yushami who doesn't hold secretion of lo nicholei. Because here it seems like we don't care if he actually derives a benefit from the coals that are left behind. Right? We say it's a machlokas. Some say we look at, so some say he's chayv on that. Some say he's not chayv on that. But it's certainly not l'tzorech, right? The Gemara doesn't say, Yushan doesn't say, and it depends whether you have a pot on the fire or not, right?
That's
Because before it said he have a pot on the fire. I'm not sure about this. Before it said he had a pot on the fire, right? So there was under fire. There you clearly wanted. No, I guess this is the same thing. I take that back. What I just, it also be, it has, must be the same. Must be here that also you're removing coals and there's a pot left behind. So the shaila is, do I look at that pot, the coals underneath the fire as being, so it really is a question of how to regard the coals that are left behind. Are they getting hotter as a result of my removing the coals which I took away or not? And the court opinion that I do look at them is getting hotter. So too over here, the same idea applies. Yeah.
The fact that you received some momentary benefit from those coals before they cooled off.
Doesn't matter. That's just like transporting muktzah. Because since they didn't actually get hotter as you were removing them, true, so it's just transporting muktzah. So what? But you didn't heat them. You didn't make them hotter.
Right.
So it's not going to be chayv in there. Right. Okay. Now the next two lines we're going to skip for now, because they really belong. The two of Yerushalayim says they really belong to Yudas Samaral. So we're going to leave them for Yudas Samaral. Okay. I'm Rabbi Yudan. You have I'm Rabbi Yudan. Yeah. Now, Rabbi Yudan says that here, Taman, of course, in Yerushalmi very often means here. And here, by the guy who's getting hot, he doesn't want them. Why should we putter altogether? Because he doesn't want them to get hotter. Veina wrote, say, Shechabu. Nor does he want the coals. Okay, yeah. I was kind of mixed up before. I forgot. The Gemara itself just goes through the logic which I just reconstructed in my head. It was stupid of me. The Gemara itself does it here. I'm Rabbi Yudah said, Tam and Ainu Rotsu Shivar, Ainu Rotsu Shikavu. Right? Why over here, in the case where he's taking the coals in order to get hotter, in order to eat himself, is he potter altogether? Because here he doesn't want neither that the coals which left behind should get ignited, nor does he want that the coals that you are taking should get extinguished, which exactly was happening. But over there, Rotsu Shiavaru Rotsu Shiachabu, there he wants the coals that are underneath the pot to get hotter, and he doesn't want the coal, and he wants the coals that you're taking away to get extinguished. So there is chayv on both. So Lamaisa, it's talking, the first case talking about where there is a pot, and the second case talking about where there is no pot. I was right. In the first case where there's a pot and I remove coals, so I'm chayv too. One for the coals I took away which get extinguished, the other for the coals which I left behind which get now hotter. In the case where I'm taking, there is no pot and I take the coals in order to get warmer, so then, in that case, I'm potter altogether. The coals that I take, I'd rather get hotter, actually getting colder, and the coals that I left behind are getting hotter, but I have no need for that. So therefore, I'm not chayv on that either, okay? And he says, that's his chiluk. He says, don't say that the chayv anything, even according to Mandamar Olds over there, said he made a mistake. Who is the one who's before? Rabbi Yaakov Bracha, you made a mistake. Rabbi Yaakov Bracha, you thought, according to the opinion that held before, that you're chayv on the coals that you're left behind getting hotter. Here too, it's the same thing. No, you're wrong. Because here I'm talking about where there's no pot. And you're not trying, don't want the coals to left behind to get hotter. They might get hotter, but you have no advantage from that, so therefore you're not chayv. Okay? Says the Gemara, Hivi Rubishu. That was a very interesting case. So a lot of our chronicles speak about this case.
So in the end, though, you're right. You see that psikratia is still potter. For the coals left
but behind. But even the Yerushalmi, even the Bavli, it's psikratia lo michole. There's no, okay. I mean, it's lo ich pasle.
Right, okay.
You don't care, yeah, right?
Okay.
Lo ich pasle. So, Hivir Bisho, this is a case I looked up in the CD-ROM. I looked up also in the Ora Yosher, the Or Sameach brings down this case, the Har Tzvi brings down this case, very famous case. Hivir Bisho. Now, Hivir, you did this one mice, two things. You had a pot on a fire. And the same case we had before. You had a pot on a fire, and you blew on it, right, with a bellows, let's say. At the same time, you're stoking the fire, right, and causing the pot to cook. How many melachos? How many chatos do you have to bring? Boy, you're so pushed, you guys. I can't believe it. There's a Bavli which says if you cut a branch off a tree, yeah. So that on Shabbos you're chayv shtayim, one because of harvesting and the other because of pruning.
Oh,
So everybody asks, what's the difference? There you chayiv too, and here.
You're improving the tree.
Oh, so that's what Meir Simcha says. Says there you're doing, although it's the same activity, there are two different ramifications. The two benefits, one for the tree, and one for the wood, which you have, right? One for tree, and one for the wood. Here he says, ultimately, everything is conspiring for the same goal, right? You're stoking the fire in order to cook. So therefore, we can't distinguish between the two. That's your chayav only one. But boy, by them was not so partial like it is by you guys. Okay? There's some who say you're chayiv two, and there's some who say you're chayiv one. Madamar chayiv shtayim, he says you're chayiv two, achas mishumavir, achas mishumavashli. He looks at both together. Madamar achas, now, but the question is, he who says you're chayiv achas, hey dahi, top of your testimony, which one are you chayiv on? Rabbi Yudamar mishumavir. Rabbi Yudah says, because of mavir, right? Rabbi Yossi America, Mishum of Ashel. The Kasha of Rabbi Yossi. We don't like Rabbi Yossi. Why? Havara limdo komalachas sheba toiro. Havara teaches us that all the malachas of Torah ain't chayev. Kasha Rabbi Yossi. Havara limdo komalachas sheba toiro. Havara is that which teaches us about all the other malachas, right? What do we say about Havara? Havara l'chalik yotzos. Havara is the archetypical malacha, right? The one which teaches us about all other malachas. And here you're going to say, well, you have to pick and choose. Here you're going to forsake the archetypical malacha of mavir in favor of classifying it with the quote-unquote inferior or more generic malacha mevashel. How can you say such a thing? And the Gemara doesn't answer. It sounds like a funny question. I mean, it sounds like an emotional question, not a rational one. The question is how to look at the activity, not how to look at not what the Torah considers to be a more classical malacha. But that's how it comes across here.
Mavashel, that's a tulona of
it's separate avos. Mavashel Mavir, two separate avos. Yeah. Okay. Says more further. By the way, I really had a shtickle tour I wanted to say here, but I don't know. I don't think it's so. After reflecting on it, I don't like it as much as when I came up with it. There is a machlokas Rambam and Ravid. When you heat up metal, when you whether you're chai mishum vasho because of mavir. Rambam holds your chai because of mavir. They talk about this when using electric filaments on Shabbos, whether it's mevashel or mavir. Machlokas Rambam and Ravid. So in the Rambam it's mevashel to heat up metal. According to the Rambam it's mavir. So the question is, so I was thinking maybe to learn that this machlokas is talking about where you're mavir and mevashel metal. But it's forget it. Just ignore that. It doesn't work in. Okay. Zor Shishimish Mimikdash B'Shabbos. A Zor, who's serving the base of Mikdash on Shabbos. Or a Baumum. A Zor is, of course, a Yisrael. A Baumum, a person who has a blemish. Shishimish Batum was serving the base of Mikdash when he was Tomei. Rabbi Chia Ruba, Rabbi Chia the Great, Amar Chayev, Amar Shtayim. He's Chayev too. Why? He's a Zor. And then, besides, they did have it on Shabbos. Twice. Or he's a Baumum, and besides that, he was Tomei. Barkapora Marachas. Barkapora says he only chayiv one. Now it's interesting. Why is Barkapora say only one? So there's several different approaches in the Mevorashim here. But I like the two of Yerushalayim who's going to throw in the line which we took out on Yuchas Mabes. He says because Ein Yisrochal Isser. Right? It's already Shabbos. So there's no point in tacking in a chayiv of Zorus.
That's a strange definition.
That's true. It is a strange definition, but I think it's a fair one. In other words, you want to give him two, unless Isser Koilo, Isser Moisif. But Shabbos, what could be a greater Isser than Shabbos? Right?
Isn't a line of Enam and Hashem applicable?
Doesn't know. That doesn't help by Ein Isser Koilo Isser. No, does not help at all. Idea. The veil on Yom Kippur? Say you eat an avail on Yom Kippur, you're chayim Yom Kippur, put her on the veil. It doesn't matter. So he wants to say, and it's a chalitzer. There are others who want to say different approaches, but that's how we want to learn. The for instance, another interpretation, I'll just tell you, the Pnei Moshe says that
the Tzar, at the point at which he goes into the Azara,
yeah,
already...
No, Tzar is allowed in the Azara. He's not allowed in the Kodesh. He's allowed in the Azara.
He's allowed in the Azara?
Yeah. What the Pnei Moshe says is that once Shabbos is mutter in Avoida, it's mutter, even for a Tzar. So it's just us on him because of Zorus. Well, I don't like that, but that's what he says. And the other thing that he says about Tumah is talking about a case for Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. So since Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, so the only problem is that he's a Baal Mum and not the Tomei. But now, here the Tuvi Yerushalayim brings in that from Yud Chesam Abayz. Look at Yud Chesam Abayz again, 3, 6, 7 lines to the bottom. It's going. Ang Bar Kapor said you only chayv one, so he says the Ma Rabbi Avo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan leis kan chayv shtayim. You're not chayv two. How according Bar Kapor El Mali Lof Kilu as chayv shtayim, but you consider as if he transgressed two. So who cares if you consider as if he transgressed two or not? You'll hurry ask a question. So the Korma Eda says where you bury him. There's a section in the cemetery for Rishoyim. I'm not kidding you. The Coronator says this here. The second section cemetery for Rishoyim. And then there's a section cemetery for the Rishoyim Gemurim. That's where you have the biggest monuments. So he says, so this guy, you bury him in the section of Rishoyim Gemurim. Okay, that's the Nafkamina. We consider him a Rosha Gomer, not Stam a Rosha. Okay? Getting back to the Gemurim over here in the New Testament Alpha again.
I don't want to beat the court to death. The Shemesh must be Shechita, because otherwise, what kind of.
No, Gemara's going to. Chapnish. Gemara's going to discuss that. Okay. Mesi Bar Kapara, Rabbi Chia Ruba, Bar Kapara asked Rabbi Chia the Great, Avoida Shakoi Mutter Ba Zar Machaev Aleha. And Avoida, which a coin is Mutter to do. Because it's Shabbos is Hutter Ba Avoida, right? The Zor is going to be Machaev on it. What's its mutter? It's mutter, right? Came with utra utra. Most of love who messiah law. He asked the kash and he answered himself. It's not true. Farek mitza. When you see that there's a dichotomy, something can be mutter kwaim and also lazarim. Many cases, as a matter of fact. Farek mitza, for example. A mincha before kmitza. Achlo nik mitza asur lezeh lezeh. Before you do kmitza, before you take the pit off the mincha for the mizbeach, so it's also both for the kohen and for the zohar, right? Mishenik mitza, once you did the kmitza, asur lezorim mutaris lakuna, lakuanim. It still remains also to the zorim, even though it's mutar lakuanim. So we see that in many cases, there's a case in which something can be mutar for kohanim and also for zorim. Shabbos also. Maybe it's mutter only for Kohanim to the Avodah, not for the Zorim. That's why you're Chayiv too. Okay? Amalei, so he said, the truth is, I'm not sure who said this to whom, but one of them said to the other one, yeah, but you can't bring a Raya for there. Because by there it says explicitly that a Zor cannot eat Kodesh, which means even after you brought the Kemitza, there it's a special case that remains awesome for a Zor afterwards. But clearly by Shabbos, it doesn't have such a pasuk that once it became Mutter for the Avodah, came Mutter for the Avodah even for Zorim. Fari Malika, well, maybe I'll look at Malika. Achlo nimilka asrula zelazet. Before you do Malika on the bird, it's also votes for a coin and Yisrael. Well, Mishamimilka, once he did Malika, asrula zorim umuteres the kohanim. It still remains also lazorim, but it's mutter the kohanim. So we see that there's a dichotomy, right? Could be Shabbos the same dichotomy. So again, he said, Shani...
Malika is not deemed to be a shechita for Zorim? Is that what they're trying for?
No, it's not. A chatas, a bird, a chatas, a oaf, even after Malika, is also Lazarim. It's only mutter for Kohanim. When did you join us in the Bavli?
Obviously too late.
Okay. Amalei shani yidichsiv chozar loyocha kodesh. The same because it says also chozar loyocha kodesh. Again, achilo could be different because we have an explicit dichotomy in the chumash itself between zarim and kohanim. Hare tevel. Okay, let's talk about tevel, right? Stuff which has not been tithed. Achalonit can also lezel lezel before it's tithed. It's also for both. Mishnika once it's tithed, also lezarim umutzar lekohanim. It's also for the truma. Is also to Yisrael, but it's more to the Kohen.
But you can't do that on Shabbos.
What?
You can't.
Anyway, the Gemara gives the same answer, though. Amalei shani dichsiv v'chozar le'ochel kodesh. Going on the eating afterwards, not on the act of hafrosha. Amrein, so they said, you know what? Netzi l'chutz min yomad. Let's go out and check out and see what we can find about it. So let's do some research. Nafkum shama, they went out. I don't know exactly where they went out, but they went in there. It's talking about chlokas tanoim. Rabbi Yossi Meshtaim, Rabbi Yossi says the Zohar did avoid on Shabbos, or about Mum who did avoid on Betumah. Rabbi Yossi says you get him twice. Rabbi Shimon Marachas, Ma'ad Marachas, Mishum Zorus. Okay, the Ma'ad says you get him at one. That's because of Zorus. Because Shabbos he says is Mutter. Ma'ad Marachas Mishum Meshtaim. Okay, what about the Ma'ad Marachas says two? Achas Mishum Zorus. The first prohibition is Zorus, but Choranaisa, the other one of Shabbos, Loma. What does that come on? What is the Zor doing, which is the other Malacha? Mishum Shchita, maybe say he's doing Shchita. Hare Shchita Ksher, but Zor Ksher. A Zor can check the carbon on Shabbos. He's allowed to, because the Shchita is the part of the carbon which the Zor can do. So that can't be it. What Hare El Mishum Hiluch, Zrika V'Kabbalah, should be really. Kabbalah, Hiluch, and Zrika, it's not in order. Maybe it's because he receives the blood, transports it, and sprinkles it. At best, Ein Ela Shvus. At best, Gemi Yisad Rabbanan of carrying. I mean, maybe, but it's certainly not Yisad Raisa. Have a lace time, or you know what the reason is? I'll tell you. This is what it is. It's right back into the Zohar, El Mishum Ikul Evorim Pedorim, where he tossed the limbs and fats on the Mizbech, Shurim Misachlin, out the Murim, whatever it is. I don't know why Ivarim Petorim it says here. Maybe. What it says Ivarim Petorim? It could have said the Murim. Could have said the primary parts of the carbon. I don't know why I picked Ivarim Petorim. Those are the excess limbs and fats. I don't know why. But anyway, the bottom line is he tossed stuff on the Mizbech. He tossed stuff on the Mizbech. And that's all only Kohanim are allowed to do, even though it's not one of the four Avoidas, which are essential for the kashrus of the Korban. Only Kohanim can do that, right? Shri Mesalan Gav Mizeach Kolai, which would be consuming the Mizbech all night. Al Daiti, Rabbi Yitzhak Duarim Shum Mavir Nicho. You know what? That's fine. If you hold it, there's in this case, he going back to the previous Quora, he's Mavir Mevasho, right? It's my Mavasha, right? Because he's throwing something on the Mizbeach and it's going to get consumed by fire. So according to Rabbi Yehudu says you're going to get to the because you can be Mechai because of Mavir. Fine. So here's Mavir. He's causing this to take fire. I'll thank the Rabbi Yehudu to do our Mishum Mavasha. But according to Rabbi Yehudu, he said the Chayiv and had such an activity because the Bishul. My Bishul Yeshkam, what's he cooking? What's cooking? For who?
For the Mizbeach.
Who's the Mizbeach? Oh, so I think that's what the Gemara answers. Mikem Shu wrote to be Kulon, the Gemara says since he wants them to be consumed by the Mizbeach, Kibavashu, that's like Bishul. But you know what I think Shuhu is? I think Shuhu is going on Hashem. In other words, Achila Mizbeach is like the Achila of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, we have it in Bavli. So that I think is what it means here, like you said. Okay? So you're Chayev. So the bottom line is, what do you Chayev 2-1? I'm tossing the stuff on the Mizbeach. That A, a Zohar should not allow to do it. B, not allowed to do it on Shabbos because it's either Mavir or Mavasha. Okay?
Which means that the definition is Mavasha is that somebody has to intend to consume it.
Right. It has to be intent. No, some you have to intend it for consumption.
Okay.
Yeah.
For consumption.
Right. Okay. Not such a big chiddush.
No, it just
scale of 1 to 10. It's only like
it
a soup.
Like unnecessary. Like just visual is the act of cooking of food.
It has to be purposeful. Otherwise, it's not. It's not letzor. It's not letzor gufa. It's not melacha shein letzor gufa. Okay, says the Mishnah further. Al-Shalosh Averis Noshi Meitzas B'Shasli Dosen. Three Averis women die at the time that they give birth. Al-Shenaziris B'Nida V'Chava Lokas Aner. If they're not careful about Nida Chalo or lighting candles on Erev Shabbos.
Excuse me, is that it on Havara, or
are
we going to come back to it?
Akira. Yeah, sure, Akira. We're gonna, I mean, I don't know if it's Havara or Mevasho, but next parak. Okay? Istani Tani, there's some who learn that the Gears Mission is Yolodos. Our three of Averis women die when they are young. Istani Tani Yolodos, or as the saying means, when they give birth. Madama Yolodos, he says it's when they're young. Time Shem Rabbiuda is learned name Rabbiuda, but often on the Dorian Bunny Mason. There is a culpability even on children. In other words, women are culpable, even they're minors. There is such a thing, because we see in the Avera of Nedarim, children die, right? Now, there, it happens to talk about the Nedarim of the parents. But the bottom line is that children die for Averis, even though they're not yet B'nai Mitzvah. So here, it could be Yulados. They die Yulados, okay? Mataimo, what Pasuk teaches us this, Lashavi Kesi B'naichem. For Shav, meaning for frivolous chatter, Nedarim, right? Nidre Shav, that's why it's my ear kids. Madam are yoldos, he says they die when they're giving birth. Mikan, for here we say, should see, Shaina sota mikache gala b'shasakona. That a sota, the sota only prosecutes an individual at the time of danger. Now I'm going to bring a whole bunch of proofs like that. Rabbi Elazar ben Moshe, Rabbi Chiya bar Bo, it says, Lifnei Elazar koyin yamod, it says Yoshua should stand before Elazar, v'sholob mishmorim, and ask from him through the Urim v'Tumim what to do. Beseder Urim Enksiv, it doesn't say in the order of the Urim, you know, how the letters are illuminated. Ela ben Mishpat Urim, by the judgment of the Urim. What does judgment mean? Ela melamed shebishah, bishah, sheyisah, yetzel melchoma. When Yom Yisrael goes out to war, Beis Yishmael yeshvin aleihem. The Beis Yishmael sits a judgment upon them. In Mishpat. Im linzach, if to be victorious. Im linotzach, it to be vanquished. I'm Rechia Rabba. Rechia Rabba says, Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Ki teitei machna levecha, when you go out and make a camp against your enemies, v'nishmavto mikol dovara, you should be careful from anything bad. Sounds like Koi Meno Yotze, if you're not going out to camp in a war situation, and it's Tzorech Lishmir, you don't have to watch yourself. Why not? Ella Mikan, must you learn from here? Shaina Sotan Mikatrik, Ella Bishasakona, the Sotan only prosecutes to a greater extent, obviously, at the time of danger, and therefore you have to be particularly meticulous about watching yourself at a time of warfare.
No
atheists
in the foxhole.
There was no innocence in the foxhole. Everybody's judged. Rabbi Yachoy Bar Yaakov, see if it says, Vakroasom Baderech, famous Gemara. It says that Hashem said, Yaakov said, I don't want to give you Binyamin, right? Because maybe some catastrophe will happen on the way. Or Babai is low, what? No catastrophe can happen at home. Here we see that the Satan is particularly active at a time of danger. Rabbi Yisrael B'Shem Rabbi Laya, Ksivit says, Yom Tzora V'Tolchecha, a day of pain and rebuke, v'natzah, and anguish is that day. Now, the name of this apostle, where? Yeshaya. So the coordinator brings down, they both bring down, that this is talking about the day of birth. Okay, the day of birth, the day of anguish and pain and rebuke. So, Yom Acher Lo, what, no other day is a day of pain? The danger, since it's the day of birth, so therefore it's the day of danger, that's why the Sultan is Mekatre, and it's a particularly disadvantageous day. Rabbi Ivy Bar Nagre said, Kasif. It's a very difficult line to translate. Nobody has any idea what's flying here. Not the Pnei Moshe, not the Korbanator, not the Mashbiach, who doesn't speak about it, and not me. But there's a pasuk in Tehillim, it says, Bishofto Yetzei Rosh. Now the full pasuk is, Tov is praying to Hashem to smite down his enemies. It says, Hafkeda Lov Rosh, station against him an evildoer, Satan Yamramino made the Satan stand on his right hand man's side. This guy who my enemy. Then the next verse says, Be Shafto Yetse Resh Rasha. When he's judged, there should go out evil. And his prayer should be, should miss the mark. Okay? Now we're picking up on the second pasuk, which says, Bishavto Yetzer Rasha, right? So says the Gemara, Rabbi Ivan Agrixib, it says, Bishavto Yetzer Rasha. Yetzer Tzadik Enksiv Kan. Doesn't say that Tzadik should go out, it'll be Shavto Yetzer Rasha. Now, if Yetzer Tzadik could mean, I'm just going to give you a possible shot, a carbon H shot, but it's not glad. Says, why does David Melch not say, when the judgment takes place, let the defense attorney, the Tzadik, leave the room? Bishavto Yetzer Tzadik. Let the Tzadik go leave the room. So was he Shavto Yetzer Rasha? It sounds like he wants the prosecuting attorney to leave the room. On the contrary, right? So as the Kermanator, what it means is that let the Rasha take full force. Yetzer means doesn't, shouldn't leave the room, but means that he should go out and smite the guy down dead. So that's the, so we see here that a shasakara be shafto, then the Rasha has particular grip over the sinning individual. When you have a beam going from roof to roof, afilu rachav kam, even if it's very wide, also you shouldn't walk upon it. Lama because it's a danger, because the sultan is around and might make the beam fall or you off the beam. Rava bais merua, person sits in a crumbling house. He makes the Malcham of his creditor. Right? In other words, Malcham of might come after him because he's in a precarious situation. The Chassid says, Yasi Moves Olemo. He will bear death against him, but or against your friend. So to hear means the Sultan, Yasi Olechara, the Sultan has a lien against you. I'm Rabbi Levi said, in three places the Satan prosecutes. It's prevalent that he prosecutes. Again, somebody walks on a pathway by himself. When somebody sleeps in a dark house by himself. Remember the Bible said the other day, a light is good enough? Right? Here it is. This is where it's from. By his offer. Okay. Well, that's kind of like Rob just said, right? Yoshiva Bais Brua, the same idea. Somebody who goes out to the great sea. Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Marion said, Ilulei Tachsiv, were not to have said, Koyam Hashem, so says God, Anoitz Beyam Derech, who places in the seas a pathway. If that were not to have had that pasuk, whenever a person goes down to see how it makes, he would die. For Rabbanan dash the pasuk like this. It says, Anoitz Beyam Derech. You all familiar with this pasuk from which Mishaberech is for the Zionists among us. Where is this pasuk appear? Aren't you a car carrying member of the RZC?
It's for the Chayyim.
Very good. Okay. So,
I'm also a card carrying Zionist.
Okay. You're mad. All right. Yeah, but you're not a member of the RZC, are you? He is. Not even you? All right, here to the left, Zionist. All right, here to the Armenia. Next one. Rabbanan, my next name is Yam Derech. The dash like this. It says he puts it in the Yam a Derech. A Derech is like a broad pathway. That's when Atzeres Rechak from Shavuos until Sukkot. That's the ideal time to go sailing. B'mayim Azim Nesiva, in powerful waters, a Nesiva, which is a small pass. A Derech is a wide pass, and a Nesiva is like a small pass. Minachag Bar Chanukah, that's from Sukkot to Chanukah. Because then it rates the rainy season starts getting stormy. Then it's already a little dangerous. The rest of the year, of course, can't go boating.
So that's where the Titanic sunk. 24
pesos. 24 pesos. That's right. Rabbi Yossi Reir, Rabbi Tanchum, Dekvar Anin. He said, "Uvda havi abasya." This is a ma'isa, but it's a pre-chassidic ma'isa, so it doesn't have a good ending. Uvda havi abasya. The way that Korban Korbanet explains it, there's a ma'isa in Asya, which is the place that Acha, filled by the name of Acha, boy Mifresh wanted to sail. There's another pshat, which is the Pnei Moshe's Uvda havi abasya. There's a ma'isa which happened with a doctor. Basya, a doctor. Acha, what does he say about Acha? He doesn't translate Acha, but Asya can also mean doctor. But anyway, boy Mifresh Milchagar Chanukah. So he wanted to take a boat from Sukkot until Chanukah. In other words, during that questionable period. Chamsei Chada Matrena. So a certain older lady saw him, a noble lady saw him. She said to him, "Kidon Mafrishin. At this time, when it goes out to sea, it's dangerous." Ischamle Avui. His father appeared to him in a dream. Sevigam Kfura Loisolo. A burial place you won't have, because you'll die, you'll be lost at sea. V'lo Shema Loladein, V'lo Ladein. He didn't listen not to this one, not to that one. Vazel B'yom, when he went out sailing, and that was the end of it. And he was never heard from again. Okay? Rabbi Akoin, Numaisa. Rabbi Akoin, Achoy de Rabbi Chia Barbo, have a part she wanted to set sail. Asa boy Mifresh Min Chagel Chanukta. So he wanted to go to sail between Sukkot and Chanukah. Amar lachui, so he said to his brother, "Tzali, olai, daven for me." Amar le'in, ditzlai siyolach. All right, fine, I'll daven for you. Elo, however, in chamisun letzibur metzali in the mitra, if you see the community davening for rain, lo titrachetz al tzlosi, do not rely on my davening, because I'm just a yochi davening for your welfare, and you have a whole tzibur davening for rain, and davening for rain will provoke storms, and that will be the end of you. Hadat kotelulu lulavach. Let me give you an etzah. When you tie your lulav, k'tor raglucha, tie up your feet. In other words, and don't go down to sea. So it's interesting. The way the Korban Eid explains it, he says that when you tie your lulav erev yontif, that's it. That's the sailing season over. Right. Right. Right before yontif. There's a perushi on the bottom of this gemara, not in the bottom of yours. Maram di Lunzano says. If he says, let's take a look. Mikam Ashishu Nogim Latzni Luvain Bevet Sam Acharachak. After Yontif, they used to tie up their Lulavim. And he says that the Chidah, he brings down the Chidah that he says that the elder rabbis keep their Arba Minim the entire year. And they say that it helps for Shmirah. Right, it helps to safeguard. In other words, you don't throw out your lulav from Sukkot to Sukkot. It's a school to be safe. I thought it was just lazy. I didn't know this, but now I see that this is a. I've been kaim this chidah many times, but here too he says that it means when you tie your lulav to put it away after Sukkot, that's the time when not to travel anymore. So it's a practical skula. You know, the lulav, the tied up lulav, remind you not to set sail. Okay. So they die because they're not careful with nida chal of lokas aner. These three mitzvahs, why are they given to women? Adam is shadam shalom. Adam was the life force of the world. Like blood is the life force, ki adam wa nefesh. So to Adam was life force of the world. To receive it says ve'ed yalem in oretz. It says evaporation, water vapor coming from the land to cause rain to happen. So the rest of the pasuk says that this would not happen until Adam was created, because Adam ayin lavodas adama. Before Adam came to the scene, the natural cycle of nature didn't take effect. So we see that man is the life force of the world. Okay, v'garmelo chavami, so chav cause and death. V'chach masru mitzvahs nida nosh lisha. That's they give a mitzvah to do with blood to women. Nida. Uvechala. Why they get the mitzvah chala? Adam mishar chala tohera loelamaya. He was the chala of the world. How so? So Hashem, in order to make Adam, he needed the dirt with water to make Adam's clay. And this is, that's like the mitzvah challah, right? The kneading of the dough. The Sefer says, "Vayitzar Hashem Elokim es Adam." offer min adama. V'taya kain, it's going like Rabbi Yossi bar Katzarta, who says, Kevon Shraisha Mikashkeshes Yisos B'mayim. Once a woman mixes her dough with water, right? So then he makbas closer takes the bchal sulta by the marisha. He took off the chal. He was the chal of the world.
Is it also because
they ate
a das? Some people say it's the wheat tree.
Didn't
have
something to say. That's why matzah. He says matzah, not a challah. Oh. Because the matzah is a kapara for that, but not for this one. But it's nice to show, but he doesn't say it. It's nice to show on this. For garmi lo chavam, he says she calls death of hira. Most of the mitzvah is challah. That's why they gave the woman the mitzvah of challah. For adlokas and nail. He was the candle of the world. Shemar says, the candle of God was in the neshama of Adam. The garm lo chava misa. Chava gave him, caused him death. That's why they gave him the mitzvah of Adlokas Haner. Tanya Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Shlosha divkei misohem. There are three mitzvahs which can bring death to you. And they're all given to a woman. And they say, mitzvahs nida, mitzvahs chala, mitzvahs adloka. The three mentioned here. Okay? Shlosha dvarim tzolchotam loy mar,
besoch be... What's wrong with
kibbut
avayim?
What? What?
Doesn't it say that, you know, aman yarichu...
No, but it doesn't say the opposite. These are the inclination. But here the implication is that I think the specific issue doesn't say that. I don't know. Could be. I don't know why they say. The other kibbut avayim doesn't fit into the theme.
Like kaparis
for the world. Yeah. Right. Shlosha dvarim tzarich l'adam l'arusach beis erev Shabbos yichashecha. The three things verse I say when he gets home erev Shabbos, when he's home erev Shabbos just before nightfall. He sired them, you should take meisters off what needs to be meistered. He wrapped them, you should make the verse a reuven, which had to be made. Aliko saner, light the candles. Safek chashecha, safek ene chashecha. If it's a question whether it's dark or not, emas finis of adai, so you can't meister, which requires meister to arisa. Ve, definitely meister. Vein matbim is a game, and I'll let the toivel of kalim. Ve, maligas there is not allowed to light candles. It's way too late, because these are all melachos and shabbos. Ama masinus adai, but you're allowed to take meister off of demai, because that's only the rabbanon. Umarvin, you can make an eruv still, because it's only the rabbanon. Ve, tomi is a chamin, you can put the chulent into blankets, even if it's a dover. If it's a dover shein, a mostly pebble. You put it through into blankets, even if it's already after shkia, as long as it's bein shmashos. Tana, Rishon Gamliel Omer, Hilchos Hakodesh. Now, according to Mashbiach is a very nice pshat here. He says this is all part of a question. You'll see, it's going to lead up a question. Tana, Rishon Gamliel Omer, Hilchos Hakodesh, the halachos of Kodesh. What's considered to be Kodesh or not? Chatos, what's considered to be good for Par Aduma or not? Ve'achsheres, whether something has become moist and therefore suitable to be a Kabbal Tuma. Hein and Gufi Halachas, these are substantial Halachas in Klal Yisrael. Ushloshim, Misu, Lamiarts, and all of them were given over to Amaratim. I would believe Amaratim in these three areas. Halachos HaKodesh, by Kodesh, the name we learn, Imam Rafirashi, Betocha, Revis Kodesh Neman. Now, Moritz is not believed to say he kept his Truma Tohar. But if he said in this barrel, besides the Truma, he put in a measure of Kodesh, meaning wine for Nesachim or something, so then he's believed to say everything is Tohar. Because they made a special din that by Kodesh, Amoritz is believed. Not by Truma, but by Kodesh, yes. Okay? Chatos, by Poraduma stuff, the thing that says I call them Anima Chatos. Everybody's believed that I call Poraduma, which is called the Chatos. Hechsheros, that saying was Mukshul Kabul Tuma or not, the thing we learned in Masech the Machshirin, call Nemonim, Amorts, Nemonim Lomar, Baakul and Amorts, Nemonim Lomar Tori name. And all these things Amorts is believed to say they're Tor. Now the Mashpil says, so what's this question? Why is it brought down? The other question is, it's brought down. It's we believe women just like we believe Amoratsim. They're no worse than Amorats. But the Mashpil says, the Kasha. Mashpil says, Kasha is, if you believe in Amorats on this, why, Koshkin, you should believe your own wife on it. Why do you have to ask Isaitim Ayraftim Aliku Saner, right? If believe Amaratzim, and my so certainly should believe your wife, right? What's why do you have to ask your wife these questions? Says so, well, certainly on Shabbos you should believe your wife. So the answer is Lord Tzurcha da la el Aliku Saner. Says Koyin Mashbiyah, the way to read this is no, da ella, right? Lo tzurcha da ella aliku saner. You don't have to ask her. You assume that she did it properly. You tell her aliku saner, right? It's an informative as opposed to inquisitive. You don't have to query her. You can assume she did it right. Whatever she's supposed to do, it's worthwhile always reminding people. It's not a question of trustworthiness, but a question of reminding. That's why it says not he locked him a saner, just says aliku a saner. You can trust her for Shabbos and she did it properly. You don't have to ask her, just give her a little reminder. Now isatim eraftim aliku, by the way, the way the other mepharshim explain it, it's a kasha. They say lo tzurcha da elo aliku saner means you should ask her first aliku saner. Should say before you start him, say Sartim Raptim Likos Aner, should say first Alikos Aner, because Alikos Aner is a Taraisa, right? Because Shabbos. You Sartim and Raptim are the Rabbonats. But I don't understand that Kasha. Because, of course, you're going to say Alikos Aner last. Why? Because Alikos Aner is Kabbalah Shabbos, right? So if you want to take Meiser and do Eruv, you want to do it before Alikos Aner. So that's why I like the Mashbiach's Malach, which is that this is the answer. That you don't ask, you just tell it, you just reminded me Malikos Aner. Now then the Gemara comes along and says, Isaitim Eravtim Adliku, right? So either this is just a header, you know, we're just quoting from the Mishnah, or we're saying that the Sartim Eravtim Aliku, that the order is specific, as I just mentioned, that first you ask a Maisus, then you ask an Erev, and then you ask an Aliku. Now, based on this, let's assume it's a header, though, right? There's a header, Sartim Eravtim Aliku, it's a quote from the Mishnah. Now we have a Machlokus, and again, this is my chiddush, the next case, which nobody else says, not the Pnei Moshe, not the Korban Eidah, but I like what I'm about to say. Amar Reb Chiya Rabba, mitoch sheta machmir lo bekala, afu machmir atzma bechamura. According to the other Mefarshim, what it means is, Reb Chiya Rabba is coming to answer the question. He's going to say, why do you say Sartim Eravtim and then Adliku? Should we say Adliku first? Because if you're Makbid, if you tell me, if you teach it to be Makbid on the easy stuff, which is Sartim Eravtim, so she'll also be Makbid on the Chomer stuff on Adliku. So you want to teach her like Musar. Be Makbid on the easy stuff, certainly should be Makbid on the hard stuff. But okay, this would be an answer to the previous question, why we say first Sartim Eravtim and only afterwards Adliku. But again, I'm not learning that way. I'm learning like the Mashbiach. And therefore, Isarte Raftim Aliku is just a header or an opening statement. Rabbi Chiya is making an independent statement. He's saying, why do you mention Maaser and Eruv at all? Because, Lichoira, you could do them even on Shabbos. We just say you do it Beinat Shmoshus, right? So if she didn't do it, then Shkefela. You do it yourself after Chashecha. Why bother mentioning them? And that, he says, no, it's kedai to ask her. You want her to do it before she lights candles. Why? A musr. If you're machmir to do meiser and eruv before you light candles, you make sure to be medaktik and make sure everything gets done before you light candles properly. And this argues in the next gemara. Because I'm Rabbi Chagai, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzchak, have a mafki go base. When he would command in this house, he'd say, "Iravtim adliku saner." He would say, "Did you make eruv? Did you light the candles?" But he wouldn't ask about Maisrus. V'loma lo Maisar, then why did they ask about Maisrus? Elokom adav ochim etshuka av ochil. So according to most of the Mefarshim here, it means is that everything he ate was Dmai. Since it was Dmai, he held you could do it on Shabbos, right? You mean Mafresh on Shabbos? At least Ben Ashmoshos, right? But that even perhaps on Shabbos the Mefarshim down here. So therefore, he held, I don't have to ask about Maisris. So here it's a machlokes between Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba and Rabbi Chagai, right? Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba said, no! At the makbid, even to do the things which might be mutter on Shabbos, such as being meistered, might be makbid to ask for him before Shabbos begins. Not like Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzchok, who wouldn't ask about the kalos and would leave them, perhaps he done on Shabbos, you know, and he wouldn't ask about meistered from before Shabbos. Okay, so he was a question as to, you know, proper mode of conduct l'chatchila, whether you have to try and do everything before Shabbos. Okay, savik hashecho, savik ein hashecho. If it's savik hashecho, savik not hashecho. Meister bei Rabbi Lezer, the meister in the house of Rabbi Lezer, shoya gaisis erev Shabbos, he was dying erev Shabbos, im hashecho. Minich l'surkenus b'no l'achlotis tfilof. So l'surkenus, his son, came into Deko's tfilin. Amar lo, so he said to Bini, he nachta mitzvah saner, you left the mitzvah of adlokas saner. Now the next question, the next line, she shvus is very difficult. I mean, sure, it's a deraisa to light the candles, so it's not clear what it means she shvus. All right, it seems like either it's a typo and it shouldn't be here, or he says here the Pnei Moshe says that now it's only a shvus, but later it might be a deraisa. But it's difficult, right? I would say mitzvah say now. I would just take out the word shishvus. He nach the mitzvah in there shechayov in of kores, right? If you light on yotiv on Shabbos chayav kores ubas alachlot tefillin. And he wanted to take off my tefillin. Shein en el reshus. First of all, take off tefillin before Shabbos. Only reshus. You can leave it on Shabbos. Shein en el mitzvah. And maybe it's a mitzvah to take off tefillin before Shabbos, but it's certainly not chayiv to take off before Shabbos. Yotzalo. So Hercules went out and he was upset. Vayetzayik Verm is saying, "Whoa, the oily shnitzva died to Shabbos. Abba's insane. He's telling me not to take off his tefillin." Amar lo, sir, the father said, Rav Lozberg says, you're insane. I'm perfectly sane. What I said makes perfect sense. Truth is, he's right, right? Came a true Talmid of Sheshiva and Dover Shechokma. Once the Talmidim saw that he was saying good things and making sense, right? Of course, this is still logic. So Nichnasu Etzel, they came in and started asking Shilas. For you Sholino, so they asked Shilas. For your Meloy and Al Tomei, Tomei about Torah, Torah. He told them, this is Tomei, this is Torah. But according to the last Shilas, they asked him, Omar Tor, he said Tor. The Nistalk of the Shmosan, that he's dying. Omrin, they said, Nika Rebbe Shu Tor. Rebbe is clearly Tor. All right, Motivar could do Nikor. It was Nikor before. Rebbe Lezer Menuchos is always Tor. But it's a great, even greater simon that he died with saying the word Tor. Nicholas Rebbe Shu of Cholatz his tefillah. After he died, Rebbe Shu came in and took his tefillah. For a megaphone, he was embracing his corpse. Umanashko and kissed him. Ubochen. Crying, Varmi said, "Rebbe, Rebbe, hutzar neder. Rebbe, Rebbe, the neder, obviously the chayim which Rabbi Lezmer Nukros was in before I was alive, is over. And Rebbe, Rechav Yisrael Parasha, Rebbe, the chariot of Israel and its horsemen."
Because what doesn't mention here is the Talmidim were at a distance.
They were distant before what's mentioned in the Bavli, but not here.